May I ask if I am on time?
You are. Your progress has been highly satisfactory. Also, I note with approval that you are not asking for help in your admittedly difficult present problem.
I know it wouldn't do me any good, and why? Kinnison grinned wryly. But I'll bet that Wurzel, when he comes up for his second treatment, will know on the spot what it has taken me all this time to find out.
You deduce truly.
He did. What? He has been back there already, and you told me...
What I told you was true and is. His mind is more fully developed and more responsive than yours. Yours is of vastly greater latent capacity, capability, and force,
and the line of communication snapped. Calling a conveyance, Kinnison was whisked to base, the spy ray block full, all the way. There, in a private room, he put his heavily insulated lens and a full spool of tape into a ray-proof container, sealed it, and called in the base commander. Gerond, here is a package of vital importance, he informed him. Among other things, it contains a record of everything I have done to date. If I don't come back to claim it myself, please send it to Prime Base for personal delivery to Port Admiral Haynes. Speed will be no object, but safety very decidedly of the essence.
QX will send it in by special messenger.
Thanks a lot. Now I wonder if I could use your visiphone for a moment. I want to talk to the zoo.
Certainly.
Zoological Gardens, and the image of an elderly, white-bearded man appeared upon the plate. Lensman Kinnison of Tellus, unattached. Have you as many of three Oglons caged together?
Yes. In fact, we have four of them in one cage.
Better yet, will you please send them over here to base at once? Lieutenant Admiral Gerond here will confirm.
It is most unusual, sir,
the greybeard began, but broke off at a curt word from Gerond.
Very well, sir,
he agreed and disconnected.
Oglons,
the surprised commander demanded.
Oglons!
For the Oglon, or Radalegian cat eagle, is one of the fiercest, most intractable beasts of prey in existence. It assays more concentrated villainy and more sheerly vicious ferocity to the gram than any other creature known to science. It is not a bird, but a winged mammal, and is armed not only with the gripping, tearing talons of the eagle, but also with the heavy, cruel, needle-sharp fangs of the wildcat. And its mental attitude toward all other forms of life is antisocial to the nth degree.